welcome to the OTR podcast for May 20th, 2014. I'm your host, James. With me, as always, is
Will
and Corey
and
Caleb.
What is up, guys? Will, what have you been playing this week?
You've been playing a lot of the Extinction and what's the one called? Extinction and
Slots?
No, the two map packs.
No. Devastation?
Devastation.
Onslaught.
But now that. And awesome. I'm playing a lot of pretty fun. The map's pretty cool. I haven't been able to Predator or Michael yet, but I want to do that eventually.
I haven't got to play, but I did get killed by Michael. And I heard the Predator, but I didn't see him.
See, I got to, the map that they remade. What was it called? The old map.
Dome.
I thought I was thinking of Query.
Quarry. Query is like
I was all excited, and I was like, yay, Query, it's so much fun. I was like, dumb. I was like, god damn, I hate this fucking map.
I love that map. I think it's beautifully done.
The problem with the map now is too open. You can't protect yourself from helicopters or anything. It's too open.
I tell you what, then.
If you don't like open maps, you might as well not ever get Battlefield 4.
No, I have a problem with the open map that's small because you have to hide from helicopters.
It is true.
You have to hide.
Really small. And now it doesn't have automated helicopters that just point out and just kill everybody on site either.
Well, listen.
The one building that they redid used to be a stolen building. You could actually hide from the helicopter if you had to because helicopters can get you anywhere. But now it's open.
It's a tent.
If you play Battlefield 4 and you got some bitches that know how to drive a helicopter, there's no hiding.
Yeah, but
no.
Those are far and few in between.
Yeah.
We're playing a lot of baseball this week, too. Love something there. On my, July of my, technically my first Major League season, about halfway through it, I'm trying to get traded from the Angels because they'd rather have me ride the bench and instead of actually playing.
Maybe you should get better.
I'm better. I'm running 270 compared with 240. I'm better.
The Astros who play every day.
That's what I want to. I'm going to play for the Astros. If I can play every day, I don't mind playing for a shitty team. I'm going to play for a half decent team by the bench. I'm 10 points ahead of both outfielders. Like, you tell me you can't start anywhere else besides there?
All you got to do is wait for somebody to start sucking, and you'll get in the game.
No, it is sucking. I'm still running the bench. This is pissing me off. This is Calhoun. He's a right fielder for the. He has a 224 batting average. He has no stolen bases. I have 6 home runs. He has no home runs, and I have a 240. Obviously, I have a 281 hitting batting average right now. I'm still riding.
Bide your time, man.
Stupidity.
You're a rookie.
So just wait.
Bide your time.
Yeah, bide your time. You awesome guy.
Now most of the time I get what do you call it? I get pinch hit. Like I'll be calling the games. The only thing I can do is get stolen bases, so I'm fourth in stolen bases.
Well, you're low on the totem pole, so
that's why it's the only thing I do. Now, I get steal bases.
Well, what about you, Corey? What have you been playing this week?
I too have been playing some MLB The Show, Road to the Show. It's been a lot of fun. I think I've overmaxed my player a little bit too much. I've been just destroying the Double A clubs.
What's your option set at?
Experienced.
Well, you should do put it at the.
I messed with my sliders. That's why I know it so well.
The difficulty is called, you can set dynamic. You set your set dynamic. It makes it much harder.
Okay. Well, I've been playing Road to the Show. I also started playing Infamous Second Son. Having some fun with that. I still can't shake that it's a prototype kind of game, though. So I'm struggling with that, but it's a lot of fun. I also been playing my Vita. I finished Stealth Inc. Clone in the Dark. That was a cool little
120.
It's 8 levels with 8 sections with 8 levels apiece. So about 64 levels. I think I'm missing some DLC.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, PS4 edition comes with all those.
Didn't Infamous come out before the game you were talking about? Prototype?
Yeah. Oh, that? I don't know. The original Infamous.
I don't remember.
Infamous was out first before...
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was. So it's technically Prototype's more like Infamous, not the other way around.
Yeah, well, I wasn't experienced with Prototype or with Infamous. I was experienced with Prototype.
Yeah.
So yeah, it may be a clone of Infamous, but I played Prototype and I really didn't like it all that much. So that's why I'm trying to struggle with Infamous being similar.
Trying to struggle.
Yeah. So I beat Stealth Inc. after about a week of playing that. It was a lot of fun, and I've started playing Hotline Miami.
Yeah, also, I suck at that game.
I had an idea. I wish this Sunday would do it for the baseball game. Is if somehow me and you could join our
I was thinking that when you were playing.
That'd be so fucking cool, wouldn't it?
Yeah, me and you.
What do you mean, like be on the same team?
No.
Nah, just be opposite of each other. Like, have the same league.
Universe. It's the same universe, basically.
Yeah, so like I would be playing. He could check my stats in real time as we're playing through a season together, and then if our teams come up against each other, we could play against each other.
Like you with yours too. Like you can have like up to 8 people or 6 to 8 people, like you and Madden.
Eventually.
That'd be awesome.
You can have 32 people be a coach, owner, or a player.
Nice.
What
about you, Cap?
I have been playing. What?
I'm good to it.
Sorry, go ahead. I did interrupt him.
I've been playing Warframe as per usual, you know. Some Battlefield 4, some Call of Duty Ghosts, Extinction with you guys, and played some MLB The Show. I picked that up. Actually, it's a really fun game. All I've done, I've not started Road to the Show. I started playing a game and had to leave. I've done a couple of home run derbies, which is very fun. And I found out, I tried like playing it through the Vita, and my first home run derby on the Vita, I hit 0 home runs. My first home run derby on the big TV, I hit, in the first round, I hit 12. So it's a little harder to judge the distance of the ball so you can hit it. So
yeah,
I missed a lot.
Smaller screen.
I'd imagine the timing would be all fucked up.
I think that's probably what it is too. But I picked up MLB The Show. I'm not a big baseball fan, but I'd much rather play a video game than actually watch baseball, if that makes any sense at all.
Yeah, it does. I mean, a lot of people like, I know I can sit there and watch 3-hour baseball game without a problem. Otherwise, it's second, I enjoy watching. I enjoy watching pitching battles too. Like pitchers pitching and shit like that.
Yeah, but I think if baseball was sped up, it would be a whole lot more fun. And it wasn't 168,000 games.
They are looking into speeding up baseball. 162 games isn't going to change, but right now they're looking into ways to speed up baseball. As the Rays, our favorite team, is the slowest team in baseball right now.
Jesus, imagine if baseball only had 82 games. How much more?
It'd be half a season, and I wouldn't be as happy.
Oh yeah, you would be.
No, I wouldn't. I like 162.
That's way too many games. That's ridiculous.
In baseball, it's weird because that's the only way you can be able to tell a team's true worth is because any shorter than, say, even 100 games, because that's why you have 7-game series in the playoffs. You can't play just one game because you have 5 pitchers and you have up to 25 people on the bench as well.
So what I mean is it's just that the season is just way too crapping long. The 7
it's
games.
It's like Dan Johnson, the guy who's on the bench and he pulls the Rays ass out of the water 3 times in 3 years.
I don't know.
Oh, that's not the way at all. I heard some of that story as well.
So what were you going to say before you were so rudely interrupted?
Listen,
we all went to go see a giant lizard on the big screen.
Awesome! Which is awesome!
Yeah, we went to see Godzilla, which was fucking amazing. Especially for a Godzilla movie.
Forgot the one here.
Okay, what part of it did you not like? Was it just the human factor? Because
the human factor really bothered me, and I think because I'm comparing it to Pacific Rim, and it just, you didn't see the monsters enough, in my opinion. It was really about Godzilla, and you saw him like maybe 15 minutes.
They did that on purpose.
I know they did it on purpose, yeah, but at the same time, it's like, the characters made no sense. I didn't care about any of them. They didn't matter to the story whatsoever.
Bryan Cranston.
I cared about Cranston. Yeah,
but everybody else knows.
I'm not gonna say why I'm upset about that because of spoilers, but
yeah,
you know why
it was bullshit. But I mean, like the guy, his son, you're kind of like
the son. Like, you just couldn't relate to. He was just blank.
It's like he had no urgency in thinking that the world was gonna end.
Well, the thing is, apparently 4 writers were involved, and it kept like getting rewritten and rewritten and rewritten, so it's more of a situation where they were just kind of going with the script at that point.
Yeah. Once the monsters were out, I fucking loved it.
Yeah.
That was badass.
I wasn't blown away, but I wasn't bored at all. It was a good movie to watch. It was fun.
Yeah.
But I do want to bring you over and show you Pacific Rim.
I didn't even watch Pacific Rim.
I've heard nothing but... All I've heard about Pacific Rim is that it was crap.
Well, I heard
those
it was
people
like
need to be shot.
An adult version of the Power Rangers is what somebody told me.
That's another person needs to be shot.
Well, as far as like people in a giant robot fighting monsters every week,
we'll watch it and you know, we'll let you phone your own opinion on.
Next week on Power Rangers, I mean Pacific Rim.
Yeah, it's really strong. Sweet.
The Power Rangers.
Oh, they're going to, I think they're doing a Power Rangers movie. Another one.
They are.
They're rebooting, apparently. So it's going to be like all...
What are they rebooting? Which series? There's like
the first one, apparently. The
first one. I hope these people are like no names. People that you can get into. Not some bullshit actor that you don't like. You know what I mean?
Channing Tatum as the Red Ranger.
That would be awesome.
Over.
Channing Tatum
as... As long as it's the comedy.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. No, no, no. let's see what else. I played Call of Duty. I think that's all I've been playing. It's Call of Duty. I freaking got back into that, and I've been playing that for the last week.
How's the update pack, whatever, the premium or whatever the hell it is, season pass?
I didn't buy the season pass. I bought the maps individually. Shame on me, I know. Just in case I don't like the last few, I don't have to waste money. But if I do, then I waste $10.
Only waste $10. It's not like
a,
you know,
it's not a huge deal, but... I'm liking it. The new maps, I just needed variety, because, man, playing those same maps again, I was like, I'm bored as fuck. Plus, we get, 3 new weapons?
Yeah.
The Ripper, the Maverick, and whatever the Sniper Maverick is.
You should also get the stuff for Battlefield, because Operation Metro is insane.
I already have it. He's the one that's going to need it.
What? Yes.
He's the one that's going to need it.
Listen. Our next time we're going to play some Battlefield 4, we need to do a squad beta, whatever it's called, and go in and fuck up some shit in Operation Metro.
I would love to do that, but I lent Will my copy of Battlefield 4 Experience.
Sorry. Haven't. Well, technically it's my
what copy. What the fuck? That's fucked up. Anyways, we'll get another copy if and when it goes on sale here, hopefully. I think that's it. I think I mentioned last week I finished Sting to the Man.
Yeah, you platinumed it.
I think that's it. Well, no, there's no platinum, but
I did play a little bit of that, yeah.
It was a different game, but it was easy to 100%, so I went ahead and did it.
Yeah, it's not a bad game.
Once you know the map, you can fly through that game, but like the first time through, it was like, let's get this over with. Holy shit. But yeah, once you know where everything is and how to do it, it's really fast. You can go through each level 15 minutes tops. What else is there? I think that was it. But Daniel, go ahead. Went ahead and gifted me a copy of Chivalry, which you can
finally.
See.
Yeah.
So we can finally delay.
Who was the guy who sent me friend requests? We've heard of yours, Caleb.
Is it Morbid?
Oh, Tommy Killswitch.
Yeah.
It was he's
a buddy of mine from work.
Is he on PlayStation or is he on Steam?
PlayStation.
Oh, okay. I'll have to check and see if that's who.
No, you're not popular enough.
Well, go fuck yourselves and all of you.
I'm so glad. Thank you, Daniel, because I'm the only person that was stoked for that game and bought it.
I am. Every time I have the money, it's too expensive. And every time I don't have the money, it's not stable.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he got it a good deal. He's like, yeah, I saw that James had it on his wish list. He's like, yeah, you have a copy now. I didn't know he got you a copy. That just, I was like, hey.
Yeah, let's play.
Definitely. I'm almost thinking about leaving the PC hooked up to this thing. I was playing some Call of Duty 4 earlier on it. Awesome. I need to be able to get back to my stories, I'm sorry.
We should release a Call of Duty with a multi-version with all the maps from since Call of Duty 4.
They actually just...
I'd buy that.
Somebody made a fake advertisement for that. It was the Call of Duty Ultimate Collection or whatever.
$100.
All of them. All remade for the PS4.
$100 for all the previous maps.
Yeah.
Listen,
I
hope to God that we hear about some Bad Company 3. That would be awesome.
It's not.
Well, something
happening.
Something is made on the forgot the name of the engine.
Nice.
Frostbite 3.
Yeah, Battlefield or Battlefront.
Everybody's saying Battlefront ain't gonna come out until the movie comes out. That's like 2 years from now, or a year and a half now.
Nah, I'm not sure, but I know that Battlefield 3 has been long rumored, but they said they're not working on it anytime soon. It's on the back burner.
What other game besides?
Bad Company, yeah, sorry. I've been waiting for Bad Company 3. I finished Bad Company 2 a couple months ago after starting it, you know, a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm. By the way,
I love that whole series.
Sorry.
ahead.
If you haven't watched Battlefield Friends on YouTube,
my god.
You've got to check
That's
it out.
That's the funniest shit you've ever seen in your life.
Did you see the recent one with the lag? Battlefield 4 bugs? Oh god, it was fucking hilarious.
Is that the last time I watched every all of them?
Oh my god, I took all these battle packs, I got, oh my god, I love it up! And then you gotta watch the Battlefield Friends meet or plays Titanfall.
Yes.
I got a Titan!
You need to show me. I have no idea what we're talking about.
I'm the king of the world! Did you just make a Titanic reference? Oh, Titan! Titanic! Ah! That's fucking hilarious. But anywho, let's move on to some stories because it is getting late!
Okie dokie!
Let's kick it off with Microsoft. Gradually releasing the Xbox One update.
What does it mean by gradually? It's like never getting...
Because they're basically metering it out to people. They're not releasing it to everybody. It's like 100 people at a time or 1,000 or whatever.
Why?
That's what is common in software releases.
Issue for a million people.
Two things. One, if you destroy people's computers, it's a small chunk of computers. Two, if you have everybody coming at once, they're all DDoSing you, basically, at that point.
Then no one can get it.
Right, exactly. Or it's just a really shitty experience for everybody trying to get it.
Grand Theft Auto.
No comment. But anyways, this update allows more audio controls, which the PlayStation 4 pretty much already had. Basically, you can now adjust the volume levels for apps to, say, lean more towards chat or lean more towards the game. Which is a nice feature to have, because I actually, when I was playing with... I think it was you and Jason the other night. Like, I could not hear the game because it would, like, prefer you over the game.
Again, the Avengers 1.7, the two problems. That damn thing was so good. Now you're now focused on party chat.
Yeah, there's some shit. That
and the replay things would piss me off. Like, I had to go into the in-game editor and fucking make my replay of the drive and catch it. But, like, and now, like, you have to do, I don't know what it is, you don't press fucking thing for just to start recording the game.
Yeah, ever since 1.7.0, you can no longer, it's no longer recording the last 15 minutes.
When you start a game, you want to double tap the thing so it starts saving your thing, save your replays.
It does it every once in a while for me, I don't know why. But, like, ever since 1.7, it's been busted. Not to mention the game save updates to the cloud are busted every single day.
I don't want to do it because me and Corey play sports games. If you save a different version of the file, it's a thing. It can be a totally different part of the game than you were before.
One buddy says it's if you're going into standbys when it does it, but if you turn it off and turn it back on, it does it fine.
That's what I heard too. But I think it's the automated thing, and it's not something that should be broken.
No.
Along with the recording, that's fucking horrible. Because I mean, that's what it was for, was to catch those moments, so that you're not having to plan a recording session.
I don't think, as far as I know, I don't think it was ever supposed to just record the whole time. I think it was supposed to be set at where you started yourself.
No, it's recorded because it doesn't make any sense. If you've already done it, you can't re-record it.
Yeah. It's technically always caching the last.
Yeah, it's like it's caching 15 minutes every time. 15 minutes every time. It's overriding itself every time.
It's like a DVR. Yeah. You're not going to fill up a tape with.
Well, like last week, what I was trying to ask you is, if you don't tell it to start recording, how's it going to know to record?
Because
save that pause
automatically.
Yeah, that's what it's supposed to be doing.
Like when you turn the system, when you turn the game on, it's supposed to start automatically.
All right, but listen to me.
That's how it's supposed to.
It's not saving any of that at all.
No.
Yeah, okay. We agree. It's not saving. Right. It's basically just.
It's there for you to save though, if you have the inkling to do it.
What I'm saying is if it's not saving that, then what's the point of it constantly recording if it's not saving anything at all? You think
it is saving technically. It's just not permanently saving it. It's basically saving it in some like say computer RAM.
Right.
It can be dumped out after every 15 minutes. It dumps it out.
All right. Unless you tell it to record, why would you expect it to save anything?
It's caching. It's basically you're watching DVR.
I know what you're saying. But how do you expect it to save the last 15 minutes if you don't? Exactly. You're expecting it to save the last 15 minutes regardless.
No.
What I'm saying, hold on. the functionality, when they first said this was coming out.
Or when it first came out.
Do you remember, like, every time you have those great moments, you wish you would have been able to record them? Now you can, because it's always recording. You just tell it, Xbox, record that, or hit the share button, and it saves the last, you can save the last 15-minute chunk. That's how it worked before 1.7 came out. Now 1.7 is completely busted and doesn't do any of that. Well, like I said, every once in a while it does. But it's not doing it correctly.
I got what you're saying now. So instead of it, you know, you hitting that button and the last 15 minutes you did is there, it's not doing in.
It won't even say you're recording anything. It'll just be like, oh, you want to start recording now?
Yeah. The DVR thing was a good point because, for instance, if I have mine on a specific channel and I come home, I haven't told it to record this video, but if I want to rewind it or record, you know, from wherever I'm at,
it's gonna
record the whole program regardless of what I want to record.
Yeah, but they use the cloud for that type of stuff. Actually, they might do the hard drive. I don't know.
I'm thinking in the next couple of updates they're gonna revamp that whole, you know, recording thing.
I hope it's
more like a DVR, like kind of like the Xbox One has, where it's like you can bring it up and, you know, it's a little bit nicer. Because, you know, the little program they gave us to edit it is nice, but I'm talking about actually something built in to where we can, you know.
The program for playbacks now is completely awesome. It works.
It's complicated, though.
No, for playbacks.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah.
Like, before that, you would have to go into your settings, your storage, records, and then you go in there, and you'd be able to, like, scan through maybe three pictures, and then it would not blue screen, you know what I mean? It would just go to a blank screen, and it wouldn't do anything else. You'd have to back out, go back in, and look at new pictures. Now it's fixed. They have a completely separate app that handles it really, really well for moving through pictures and video. But like I said, hopefully they get that fixed because that's really fucking annoying. They broke a lot of stuff in 1.7. I'm not mad, just get it fixed.
It's the type of thing. It's a new console. You expect stuff to happen. So it's.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You know, sane people aren't going to get upset and cry, but you know, some people will.
Francis, sorry.
I would much rather. I could sit and watch that guy do anything video games, if he would do it in his regular. That Francis shit is just so fucking retarded.
Francis paid for him to be able to sit down and talk the way he does. Because he wouldn't have the same channel, the same followers if he didn't do Francis.
That's true.
Yes, but I was
shocked when I figured out that Francis really wasn't Francis. I was like, what? This guy is clear talking in a deep voice? I was like, what the fuck?
Well, what I was going to say is, I think he's at a point now that he has enough people watching him that he could do away with the Francis character.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah. But it's still funny to watch him sometimes do it.
Yeah.
God damn it!
But yeah, he's just a little too much over the top, usually.
Yeah, it's just retarded.
Laptop Studio.
The update also allows you to send crashes and whatnot and usage to Xbox automatically, which the PS4 had from the get-go as well, which is awesome because it helps fix the stupid issues that we get. So it's gradually being pushed out and should be available to everyone by early next week. If you want to find out more on that update, you can go to Major Nelson's
I have a question for you guys. All right. When you see, you know, let's say, you know, you see Microsoft pushing out all these updates to the Xbox One, do you see that as a good thing because they're fixing shit what's wrong, or do you see it as a bad thing just because there's so much shit that's wrong, they're having to go back and fix it?
I think it's a little bit of both. I look at the Kinect failure, or Kinect failure, the Kinect removal as kind of a failure.
It is a failure.
Yeah, like, oh yeah.
I don't know, because I mean, they said it was such a crucial part. You know, I think we actually.
I'm not sure. We'll talk about it later.
But yeah,
we'll
move on to that. I think we do. Do we?
No. Maybe. I don't know. Either way, I mean, I enjoy updates. You know, like if it's fixing shit that's wrong, and implement new features. But on the same hand, like you said, is if it's too much in such a little time, you kind of start to think, is it that broken?
They're implementing new features, which is good, especially the features that are going to help them fix future issues.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's good. I wish they were a little bit more transparent. PlayStation, that is. I wish they were a little bit more transparent on their updates and stuff. I mean, they tell you, but it's like just before they bring it out, and then it ends up working mostly, but also being broken. and there's like no
it's like anything else, you're liable to introduce new bugs by fixing old bugs, like with anything.
Well, games, you fix one thing, break something else, breaks. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Because
that's what happens on your car.
I wish I knew, like, right now, like, when can we expect us to be back to normal recording, you know, with the PlayStation? Yeah. Or the game saves. When am I not going to have to, like, re-upload my game save every morning?
I don't even. How do you re-upload it? Every time I try to do something, it says, oh, it's uploaded from a different PlayStation.
Yeah, that's exactly what it says, but then you said upload anyway? Yeah, sure. Because I don't have another PlayStation.
Which is, I don't understand why. It must be something in the way it saves or the way it's reading from the cloud or whatever. It's some kind of
buggy as all hell because there's a fix that only works once. And basically that is to deactivate your PS4 as your main PS4 and then reactivate it. And then it works for one day. And then the next day it's back to glitching like that again. So it's definitely something on there that needs to be fixed. At least the place to either... their cloud or their firmware needs to be fixed. One of the two.
Yeah. I always enjoy having firmware updates. I mean, for the most part, especially if it's something, the good ones, like the 7.0, 8.0, 9.0, the introduces big stuff.
New features, yeah.
Yeah, I used to like that with Microsoft until they were introduced a new dashboard every 1.0, 2.0, 3.0.
Yeah.
No, they
I watched it before, right?
I have a problem with updates, but I have a problem updating. They should never update the homepage, whatever you want to call it.
Dashboard?
Yeah. From the point on where they had the being able to have your premium thing, after that was garbage. Everything after that was just a way of them to advertise more shit to you.
Yeah, the NXE.
Yeah. The NXE
was the best one they had.
Moving on, Black Tusk Studios states that Gears of War, the new Gears of War, is only in the prototype phase. They do have some, concept art, and they have colors now. They say.
So they don't even. They're not going to even have even pre-alpha footage or anything at
E3. Yeah,
I just don't like.
Well, this might announce it 12 weeks in.
How much farther can they take this Gears of War series? That's what I want to know. It's like they've had five games.
How long are they going to take Call of Duty series? Gears of War has a much better story than Call of Duty does.
But is the online
those
better?
From one to three, because I enjoyed the whole story from 1 to 3.
I think that
compared to Gears of War,
a lot better story, in my opinion.
No.
Gears of War is what? Aliens come to Earth, or whatever they are, mutants, whatever the fuck, and then they...
And every game, one main character dies off. It's like, come on. Seriously?
Spoiler.
Well, I've never been... I know Halo seemed to, you know, is really popular just because...
Halo basically was a preteen... shooter, and now it's coming into the next generation. That's my opinion of it. Because the only people who played that was back when you were 13 or 14. That's when the first Xbox came out. And they kept on pushing out people, I love this game. Because it's more like nostalgia kicking in for Halo, I think. Because Call of Duty wasn't out there when I was 13 or 14.
Well, speaking of Halo, 5 was announced last week. I think just after the next day after the show. It's interesting, there's a female Spartan, and then in the reflection on the bottom of the box art is Master Chief. And apparently it was thought that the female Spartan was Cortana, and somebody from one of the studios over there spoke up and said, no, it's not Cortana. So who the fuck knows what the story is?
I haven't finished a Halo game since Halo 2, so I have no idea.
Last Halo game I finished was when I was running around the map while James was actually playing the game. I was trying to get to the highest point in the game and fuck around out there, and James was over there finishing the game up.
I just stayed.
I guess I'm the only one that I enjoyed.
The online was okay. I mean, it's just I didn't like the full body shield thing.
Well,
how long it takes you to take the power to the field out.
Well, with all these games, if you ask the question, well, how long can they take these games? Well, any game you could stop at any point. But still a popular game. I guess it just depends on what kind of people are going to buy the game. Because somebody's always going to buy a Halo, a Call of Duty,
Battlefield.
Call of
Duty, but when's the last time you had a game breaker thing with Call of Duty since Call of Duty 4? When's the last game breaking glitch you've seen in a game?
I don't play it enough. I don't play it enough to know, so I can't.
Last time you guys seen a game breaking. Because every other game is almost every other FPS besides Call of Duty have had a game breaking glitch in it.
I mean, I've not had any kind of game. I've played more. I've played more Battlefield games than anything, and I've never had a glitch in the game to make me not want to play the game.
Yeah, that's true. You know
what, Battlefield 4? What are you talking about?
No, even
even when I had issues with my connection and there was rubber banding and lag, I was still fucking having fun. I didn't give a fuck.
Yeah, I still have fun. I mean, it's
not like AR went to shit, but that's not new.
I've noticed that my mind's a lot better. Like, I don't know, it's just smoother. But I can tell that they fixed a lot of stuff in Battlefield, and I don't blame DICE. I blame more EA for pushing DICE to release the game, because that's exactly what they did. And you know, because I've never had a bad experience with a DICE game until Battlefield 4.
Battlefield 3 had its problems too.
Yeah, but not like Battlefield 4.
Not nearly as bad as 4.
Not bad as 4, but they had problems too.
But the only, probably the one thing I wish they'd fix now, which is apparently in this user test thing, they're actually going to update the how fast they refresh the bullet, their bullet refresh. It's going to be, I think they're upping it to 30 hertz, and at the beginning it was at 10, so.
We shall see.
So no more double damage from one bullet.
Yay.
I hate when they fix that double damage up from the conference call on Battlefield, I mean, Battlefield, Borderlands 2. Like, because what happens with Borderlands 2 with the conference call is basically it shot out like this and came in like this, or go out and come back in and go through people. And you had the B shield, which gave a 40,000 point extra hit. So every time it would go in, 40,000 extra, 40,000 extra, 40,000 extra, 40,000 extra. So that's how people were killing like the big ass kill bosses, because they were getting 40,000 extra hit per. Every time the bullet moves.
Well, technically, wait. If it was hitting them every time it was moving, then that's technically right. Because if it hits comes out, hits them again, or whatever you're talking.
Well, technically no, because it's still flying. It's basically supposed to be from when it initially hits. Now when it goes, because basically the bonus is for when you hit them the first time. You don't get a bonus after it goes, because basically it's not going out. It's just going inside. Basically, it's going shh. The conference call does.
Did y'all see? Did y'all see the screenshots of PlanetSide 2?
Yeah, they look like Borderlands.
It looks like Borderlands.
Yeah, exactly. That's what people were saying. I was like, it does look like Borderlands.
And like I brought up, it is being developed by Gearbox, so I they're probably using some similar engine or similar assets.
It's free to play, so I'm not complaining.
Exactly. Let's move on, because we got off track there real quick.
Right.
H1Z1. One of the Destructoid guys went and got hands-on with it, and he said that it was basically completely unplayable. Well, not completely. It was unplayable, he said. There was lots of issues that really reminded me of the state of DayZ at the moment.
Is he he's surprised because?
I don't know, but I mean, it seems like they're copying DayZ, like,
well, said if it was this bad, they shouldn't have probably shown it off to a member of the press.
He mentioned that, yeah.
Well, think about it this way: if you're gonna put out a game, what best to follow than a game that's really popular? I mean,
yeah. Well, I mean, he said basically he spawned and was instantly attacked by a group of zombies, and it was like, wow, what a perky little thing to happen. And then after the fifth time it happened, he just said, you know, that's got old. As a matter of fact, one of the developers or whatever, the coders, walked behind him while he was doing that. He said, see, told you, we made the zombies too aggressive for this demo. And it was a developer, obviously. But anyway, Jesus, somebody's
shut
died.
Up! Shut up!
The hell is he
doing? He hears Trinity or something.
He heard somebody fart. Probably Corey.
Anyways, his experience was pretty low, but like every game breaking glitch or whatever you want to call it that he ran into reminded me exactly of DayZ.
Yeah.
So hopefully it'll be fixed by the time it gets out to us. But once again, it's going to be a free to play game, so. It's not like we're spending $30 on a game and adding a mod or getting this $30 or $50
right.
DayZ and still experiencing the same game breaking glitches.
No.
I just hope with them They don't have zombies running through doors and running through gates that are closed.
You know, if the zombies are aggressive, and like you said, if they can stop them from running through gates and doors and it actually stops them, still would be a fun game because you could play it like you would if you were really in a zombie apocalypse. You'd like build barricades, fucking just shit like that, and that would be awesome.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I definitely want to play it with you guys.
Yeah, free to play. And I like I said, did you expect it to run perfect? I mean, Jesus.
I would expect it to run better than DayZ.
Well, DayZ still technically in what? Is it still in beta or alpha?
Good question. I would say it's in beta.
So, it's just me and you now.
Yeah, it's sexy man on the couch. Well, that's all I got. Just on the couch. We got new numbers from NPD, and it's a huge shock that the PlayStation 4 is outperforming the Xbox One for the fourth month in a row. At least here in the U.S. for sure.
And if the sad thing is, I think that the One will pick up in sales because dumbasses are going to buy it, and then down the road they're going to end up spending $150 on a Kinect.
Eventually.
Yes. Because there's no way Microsoft's going to sell their Kinect for $100. There's no fucking way.
No.
These idiots are going to spend $4. I'm spending $100 right now.
Well, they never
sell my Kinect.
They never said they were going to stop selling the Xbox with the Kinect. So if they want,
no,
the Kinect,
I know, but that's the thing. It's like even when I got an Xbox 360, I wanted a Kinect. So if I got an Xbox One, I definitely want to have the Kinect. Sorry.
Well, do you think them lowering the price that much and taking away the, do you think it's gonna boom and just?
Yes.
I don't think it will.
I think it's going to be, you'll see it.
You'll see an increase for sure.
Yeah.
You will definitely not see. Anywho, you're not going to see it. I don't think you're going to see it blow up, but, I don't know what I'm talking about, so. Titanfall was the best-selling game in April, though. There's that for them.
I mean, it looks like a fun game, but I'm not buying an Xbox One for that fucking game. It's just not going to happen.
Yeah.
No.
Well, I mean, it looks fun. I still don't call it a system seller. It's just.
I know. I think it was a system seller, but it's still, the problem is I'm still. I mean, you can.
It was somewhat of a system seller because you did see a jump, and I think you're gonna see a jump just like that without the Kinect. But the thing is I think the price point is right though for people who were on the Xbox 360 and want to stick with the Xbox 360. The $300 price point, or sorry, $400 price point is definitely going to entice them.
That's why you had so many of them switch over to PlayStation 4.
But the problem is that whoever buys the Kinectless Xbox One and, say, from now, a year and a half from now, when there's actually games out for the Kinect that are actually pretty good, they're going to have to shell $150.
I don't think anything's going to come out for the Kinect.
I think it will, though.
Well, what I'm going to say is, you said there's not going to be any, good games for the Kinect. You know what I mean?
I think at this point, once you've removed the requirement, or not the requirement, but the assumption that that's going to be there, 100%.
No, there's still 5 million. Opportunity to sell 5 million copies of the game.
There's 5 million out there, and no developers are developing for it.
So
that's not Microsoft's fault, though.
It's not Microsoft's fault. I'm just saying it's not being adopted. People aren't using it.
But not all 5 million are developing. Are going to buy games for the Kinect. They could probably care less.
Yep. You've removed the assumption that hardware is there, I don't think developers
now listen.
Manufacturing for it.
Now, where Sony has come in and made their camera relevant is when they showed off Project Morpheus.
Oh yeah. Well.
Right then.
It was kind of. It's. I don't know if it's all true. If everything from the get-go has been for Morpheus, then that's awesome. But I don't know. I find it kind of weird that they're just kind of like, whoa, the light bars for Project Morpheus, the cameras for Project Morpheus, so you got to buy all this stuff.
Think about it.
People have bought, I think it was 3 million cameras that came there out.
Well, the cameras thing was thanks to Twitch, I think.
Twitch, which that's what kind of gets me with the Kinect. I mean, there's still 5 million people. Well, I guess that's 5 million people who have cameras who are on Twitch, but it just doesn't seem that – I don't know. I don't know. It just seems weird that more people on the PlayStation 4 are Twitch streaming than
I can't say for sure if there is more or not. Because
it might not be. I don't know. But I can see Sony not telling anybody about Project Morpheus and actually building in these – the stuff into the PlayStation 4 peripherals.
If you need a camera, I would heart and heartbeat buy it. I mean, I would buy the camera anyways.
I would hope that they would sell the Morpheus bundled with a camera.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That would work.
You think they'll have a separate SKU?
No.
You have to have the camera, so, yeah.
I already have the camera.
Well, what I'm saying is, what I mean is they'll have to have, they're not going to say, well, you have to have the camera, but you already have one, but you got to buy another one. No.
So you gotta have a separate SKU.
Yeah,
you already bought the camera because there's already plenty out.
What they could do is they'll have a bundle and then they'll have the one that's by itself.
I honestly think they'll just bring it out by itself. I honestly don't think they'll do a bundle. If they do, it won't be right away. There's so many cameras out there already.
Well, this requires the packaging.
The problem then is if you run out of cameras, then now you have Morpheus and you can't use it.
That's a good point, I suppose. But maybe they'll increase the. Camera,
well, I mean, after this, because they've already restocked again. I mean, it took them a while, but I mean, I don't think Sony expected to sell 2-3 million cameras.
Well,
launching out.
No, they didn't. And if you think about it, it makes sense with the whole Project Morpheus thing. It's because at first they're not, they didn't announce Project Morpheus until later on, so they wouldn't expect people to be buying a camera for it. So once it's released. That's when the camera's going to pick up again because they're going to have to have.
That's why I cannot wait for E3 next year. Oh my God!
I have. I actually got the 9th off for next month, so I'll be able to watch the media conferences live.
I'll be off work that day. Not off work, but I'll be,
off during that time.
I'll probably be home.
Hanging out. That's fine.
Is it going to be streaming on IGN? So we watch the PS4. Is going to.
I don't know yet. I know Jeff Keighley has something to do with it. Probably Spike TV.
I'm predicting that we see more Project Morpheus stuff.
I think so too.
And we get a price.
Just a little bit more.
I think we get a price.
No.
Yep.
A price this year? It'd be nice. But I don't.
$5 on it. What's your PayPal account? We'll do this.
I think you'll get a Project Morpheus.
$10 if they won't.
Oh, wow.
E3?
I'm going to get a Project Morpheus price.
E3?
Yes. Oh.
Yep.
No.
Yep.
It's wishful thinking. Things like 2 years away from being released. They're not going to put out a price point.
I give them one.
Change in development process.
What? Please tell me what would change in between this E3 and next E3 that would make them change the price?
They might find ways to do cost-saving maneuvers. They might find a way to use a different screen, or there might be some new technology that comes out that they can implement.
Okay, they'll do like they did for PlayStation 3. They'll release a different model of it for cheaper. That's it.
Maybe.
I think it's the price.
I'm going to say $10 says they don't release a price. I think it's still too soon to release a price.
A $10 PlayStation Network card. That's easy. That's easy to do.
That's fine. That's fine.
Wait, who's doing it? Me or him or you?
All of us.
We can't do all of us. We agree that there's not going to be one.
Okay, me and James, you and Will.
What? No, I said there won't be one.
Yes, James thinks there will be.
Oh.
I mean, Will thinks you would think. Will,
let's just face it, Caleb. You're the only one that thinks there's going to be a price.
I'm on the fence because it makes sense. Because
it'd be great if they did. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying I think it's.
How much hype did the PS4 get off the tip saying the price when they did?
Yeah, I agree. But I don't think it's going to happen.
We'll
I think
see. It will. There's a lot of stuff that's going to come during E3.
We'll get a release date before we get a price. The price, I guarantee you that much.
Yeah, no. Probably true.
No, yeah. They'll tell you the price.
Okay, that'll be our bet. I guarantee you, $10 PlayStation card. That we will get the price for the the date before we get the price.
Oh yeah, I think we might get a date by E3
and a price.
I think they see a lot of Morpheus at all.
Trust me, I'm pretty sure they know. I'm pretty sure they know. They've done the research and know how much it's going to cost.
Watch me Christmas.
You know what
they
want to sell it for?
No.
$400.
No. My belief is that Morpheus was shown off. E3 is going to come and go. There's not going to be a lot of Morpheus talk, and then because it's probably going to come out late 2015, early 2016, they can drove up a lot of buzz at E3 of 2015.
You know, I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, that gives it a couple of years to...
Wait.
Well, you don't
now,
want to blow your load and explain everything a year and a half before it comes out, you know?
Think about it this way.
E3 2015,
I want to blow my load,
drove up a load of interest for the holiday.
At this time last year, I'm pretty sure most everybody was saying the same exact thing about the PlayStation 4 and Xbox. Well, they're not gonna do this at E3. They're not gonna release it this year because
I think it was
not
pretty well known that they were gonna be.
Oh, no, I didn't think. We weren't sure because they didn't release the price. Did the price was that E3 for the price?
Yeah, E3. Yeah.
Was it?
No, February is when they announced the PlayStation 4. E3 was when they showed the price.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we should probably move on because, as usual, we've gone off track. big news. Google/YouTube to acquire Twitch streaming for $1 billion.
Kind of cheap.
Microsoft's going to end up buying. Holy shit, that is, wow.
It's kind of cheap, but I haven't seen anything that says this is final. We'll probably hear about it within the next week.
Well, they have to go through, you know, the whole government thing and make sure it's not going to be
monopolistic.
Well, think about it this way: they do two different kinds of videos, so I don't technically see it as being a monopoly because what other site besides what's Twitch and what's the other one?
The one that does gaming.
Ustream doesn't do a lot of gaming. Until
Justin TV, Justin TV is the same thing as
Ustream and Justin TV are the same.
Yeah.
No, Ustream and Twitch. I mean, Justin TV and Twitch are the same. The same guy who did Justin TV made Twitch.
Yeah.
The thing though that gets me is that it stays here that they believe that YouTube would be the best company to the best fit to help become the definitive service for video game streaming. But isn't YouTube the one that recently put like denial service?
It was a thing, and it wasn't their responsibility is to take action.
Yes.
For the people who are giving them money, essentially. And they did, and then once they found out there was a problem, they didn't say, you know, fuck it, you guys got to re-upload all your shit. They fixed it.
Yeah, it was just the problem, whoever designed the program to weed it out, like, gave the program steroids. It's like,
they misplaced the decimals.
Yes.
Well, put it this way, what better company in the world to be owned by than YouTube to do
videos? When Google gets money and throws money at it, it always does better.
Yeah, when Google brings out their own stuff, and
their own stuff, yes.
It just flops.
When they acquire stuff and they throw money at it, it helps it grow and it becomes like useless.
Basically, what I got to look forward to now is constant buffering for Let's Game.
No, because their technology is not going to change. If it does, it will change right away.
If you have been watching YouTube with HTML5, I have not seen much buffering since HTML5.
Yeah, I haven't had a huge problem in a while.
And as soon as I hit HD, blam, it's HD. It's still going. I'm
I haven't really had a problem with it in the last couple months.
I can tell a difference. I mean, all HTML5, which is what they had said they were going to do, is just all straight HTML5, no Flash, because with no Flash, there's no third-party extensions you have to install because HTML5 is just...
It's just there.
Yeah, it's just badass. I mean, so just imagine Twitch... All HTML5, just all badass.
Glory. Right. What else is there?
I don't see anything wrong with it.
The internet exploded and they hate the idea.
Well, I mean, some people hate it, some people don't like it. I mean, love it. So, and that's with anything. That's just the nature of human beings.
Yeah. Screw them.
Can't make everyone happy.
Anyways, apparently everybody says this is happening, but there's no confirmation. I'm sure we'll hear something by next episode.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it'll happen.
Wrong episode. PlayStation Now, launching with hundreds of titles. Speaking of which, I don't think I have the story in here, but the beta release of that for the PS4 started today.
Which?
Right, Caleb.
No. A buddy of mine did give me his info to sign in on the PlayStation 4, and I'm going to try and see if I can actually download it from his account, and maybe I can use it.
We're just going to sit here, we're going to wait, and we're going to see our Steam and Wife permaband.
I wonder
black PlayStation helicopters come down over his house.
I wonder if we could Twitch stream those games.
If you want to get, or you know, completely banned.
You cannot. That's right. You cannot. That's right.
Not right now, but maybe when it's actually released. Maybe.
And these hundreds of titles, how many of those hundreds do you believe are going to probably be PS1 and PS2 games?
Who cares?
Can I just want to play GTA 5. This one's just
fine. Who doesn't want to play? We'll get to that, son. Jesus Christ.
I want to play it.
Metal Gear Solid 2.
PC.
3.
Did you see the news thing where they had the guy took all the water out of all the oceans? Did you see it?
Well,
you see the mod?
We're skipping ahead to couple stories ahead.
I didn't know there was no story about it.
Jesus Christ.
Where?
Maybe. I don't know. but yeah, so we know that rentals will be like anywhere from 4 to 5 to 6 bucks. But
that concerns me though, because I mean, is it going to be a subscription? And
I want a subscription.
Yeah, if I can pay like $20 a month. Well, that's
Jesus.
$10 a month and be able to stream whatever game I want, you know, any game from their entire selection.
I have an idea, all right? What if, now tell me, what if PlayStation Plus goes up $10, but you get PlayStation Now access?
I pay essentially the same thing, yeah.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah. We're like $20.
I'd rather it be an option, though.
$20?
Like, if I don't want PlayStation Now anymore, I can now no longer have to. I don't want
to. I think it's just an excuse if they go that route, yeah.
But imagine if they tell us, well, if you have PlayStation Plus, you get PlayStation Now for free.
Well, that's probably what it's going to be, but then you'll have to stream for $4.99, $10.99 a piece.
No. It's gonna be, you know, regardless, everybody's gonna be able to have it, but it's either way it's gonna be a subscription or a rental base, which is what they said in the
Absolutely,
first place.
Absolutely, yeah. They're not gonna just let people who have PlayStation Plus suddenly have PlayStation Now.
But what I'm saying is, what if for like additional $10, they say, well, you can play as much as you want.
For me, that sounds a little too cheap.
It is, yeah. But I mean, just imagine if that was. That'd be cool.
$10 a month, I can see.
Yeah, I could see $10 a month and being able to play all the old games, but I'd want it to be where like I could prepay a month, not like I get locked into something.
Yeah.
Because I knew...
I could see... Because think about it, $10, that's $510 a year.
See, my worry is it's going to be subscription-based and you still have to rent.
What?
That would suck. Please don't do
$10 a month would be $510 a year?
No, it'd be it'd be $120.
Jesus. I'm thinking what the hell?
That's the price of two games for a year.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
$10 would be the highest I'd pay for it. I wouldn't pay any more than $10 for it.
If they put like pretty much a complete library of games on there, people will go batshit crazy over it.
Yeah. Especially like Spyro or Crash Bandicoot.
Did you include that update down there for a reason? Says Sony has not officially confirmed the number of titles.
Yeah, they just didn't want everybody to. I don't know how they meant to word it. It seemed like they didn't want to say, well, in case we release less, you know.
Gotcha.
They didn't like retract what they said, from what I could see. This was one of the IGN guys that went to an event, and that's what they said at the event. So he was merely reporting what they said. Sony just wanted to clarify they have not officially said, so you may have just released information that's not true.
Well, pretty much all you're checking out now is load testing the servers to make sure they can. Well, yeah, I mean.
Because they only have like a handful of games from what I've heard right now.
Yeah.
There's like maybe 5 or 8, I think, something like that.
My thing is would they. Keep like let's say they have 20 games up, would they keep the same 20 and add to it, or would like they gradually take some down and like in its place and
like
up?
No, that would be more like the Sega Channel back in the day. But no, I would think they would just have a vast library that you would always have access to.
Well, $10 a month, that's crazy. Just play whatever you want as much as you want. Yeah, just as much as
you have on sales on PS3 games. I mean, instead of charging $50 and going and getting a new PS3 game, you just pay $10 and play it. That seems way low.
Yeah. Well
you can't spend a whole bunch of money.
Huh? Yeah, you can't charge too much for this. I mean, honestly, you can't go and say $50.
I wouldn't say you could charge any more than that. I mean, granted, games cost a lot more than movies, but I don't think you could charge
$20 a month.
No, don't even touch it.
I don't know. That's a month. That's
I don't play enough games in a month fucking to do that.
Yeah, same here. I agree. I'm just saying. I don't know. They can't charge too
much. I might play three games that month out of it and need more than $10. I'll get to keep games.
Well, having access to more games like that might prompt you to play a little bit more than three games. You know what I mean?
Maybe.
To me personally, I don't know if I'm going to play any of the PS1 or PS2 games.
Yeah.
I mean, granted nostalgia, but I'm not going to be like seeking out Spyro.
Yeah.
Hey, if they get trophies, which I think they said they do, I would definitely go for it.
Well, I'd assume it would just be exactly like playing a game, same trophies and everything. That's what I would think. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, they would have to implement trophies for the entire Sony backlog.
Also, maybe import game saves?
No.
That would be really cool, but I don't think I have any cards left from PS3 or PS2.
No. PS3 you could, because you should have yours if you have
PlayStation 3, yeah.
Should have it in the cloud.
PlayStation 3, I would be one that I would see it as the only one that you could do it with. PlayStation 3.
I'd say that they need to upgrade your cloud storage too, because I mean, for the PS3 and PS4, my room is always running out. They say.
My thing is, I want to be able to, if I own a game on PlayStation Plus that's a PS3 game, I should be able to get that
game
for free.
They should do something
PS4.
Kind of
so, like Puppeteer went free for PlayStation Plus today.
I gotta go download that.
Yes, you do. And I really want to play that, but I don't have a PS3. So it would be cool if you have the ability to recognize that you own the game and be able to stream that game for free to your PS4. From PlayStation Now.
To me, I think that's what they would do. That makes the most sense.
I don't think it'll be, if they don't do it, it won't be right away.
Yeah. It makes the most sense to unlock, like if you have PlayStation Plus, you get these games for free, automatically unlocks that shit on PlayStation Now for you. Even if you don't have a subscription or haven't bought the game for, rented the game for a month, bam, oh, all right, I got that game. That's the way I think it should be. Like, every game, like, I think that if they're going to add all these games, like, Battlefield 3 was free for PlayStation Plus last year sometime. If it's out on...
But it also makes sense to have every game cross-platform on Vita and PS4, but it's not.
The two games they had shown at that event was Uncharted 3 and Ratchet & Clank. So...
Those Ratchet & Clank games are pretty fun.
I haven't played any.
Never played any of them.
I can't
Naughty Dog, though.
Yeah. Let's move on. The Division, sadly, has been pushed back to 2015, and that's still being generous, according to some reports. They don't have a working game. Their engine is fucking fantastic.
I think just their multiplayer component is having a lot of big problems.
Very well.
I mean, granted, you want to play it, but there are, like, what's coming out? The Watch Dogs coming out? There's a lot of games coming out.
Watch Dogs, Destiny.
Yeah. I would rather than delay that game, get it right fixed instead of releasing it, and I don't pick a game up because I'm already playing two other games after I see people having problems with it.
See, that's the problem, though, is that this game came out right now. I would probably sell all my other games just to play.
Watch Dogs?
I would sell.
Watch Dogs or The Division?
I would buy Watch Dogs and then resell it the day of just to play this game.
To play The Division. And I agree, because The Division is
fun. The Division is...
How are you now more of a fan of Watch Dogs than you are The Division?
From what they're saying, right?
Okay, if you're saying broken, I'm saying...
Yeah,
I'm
saying broken.
No,
I would not...
Don't think about it being broken.
With Watch Dogs, yeah.
If they release, like, how they release, like, if they're saying... Sorry.
Well, don't even think about it being broken. Just think about both games working like they should. Yes, I would give up pretty much any game to play The Division. I mean, it's just massive.
Yeah, I mean, think about this. It could be fun, but I'm not going to give every game I own because I'm
being facetious, Will. Jesus Christ, man.
It wasn't supposed to be literal.
Yeah, but I think once that game is out, it's going to be one of the ones you could put just a ton of fucking hours in.
If I was known the problems of Battlefield 4 before when I purchased my thing from Amazon, I would have got a different bundle. I would have got a fucking Knack bundle instead of that one, instead of Battlefield bundle. I actually lost my game save twice.
Let's all just have a moment of silence for Knack, which hasn't been mentioned by anybody since it came out.
That was a pretty good game. I watched James play it.
Okay, we're done. That's enough time devoted to shitty little rock guy. Anyways, it was a fun game. It was not a game that it's just not
the cameo of the next gen.
Right, exactly that. We're gonna look back at it. We're gonna be like, God, that was an awful game. But it still stands the test of time. No, no. So basically, they said they've been giving increased resources. They're hiring a lot of people at the moment, and are given a lot of help from other Ubisoft teams, which is going to be needed if they're going to deliver a finished game by next fall. Sadly, he thinks that the date that is a tad bit optimistic, as they still don't have a functioning game and still have massive problems making their multiplayer component work at the concept stage. But you know, their multiplayer stuff is a bit ambitious too, as far as you know how they have to get all the interact with each other, I guess, is how you would say it. But it's going to be slightly different than like Watch Dogs. Watch Dogs, you just jump one person into one other person's game. This is like teams of people being jumped into other teams of people. How about Destiny? So maybe they should talk. I don't know.
Or
Assassin's Creed. Or what?
Or Assassin's Creed.
Okay. Yeah, no, fuck Assassin's Creed. You don't want anybody to pay attention to that.
Studios.
Let's see. There's also been talks of massive shifting focus from PlayStation 4 to Xbox One after pressure from Microsoft, something that our sources deny. That is not correct. PlayStation 4 is the more powerful hardware, and we feel it is easier to develop for. The Snowdrop engine works better on PS4, and even if Microsoft does want us to shift the lead platform, that's not something that has to happen.
Either they're using it as leverage to get more money out of Microsoft, or they're being truthful.
I mean,
I like that.
Go ahead.
Why, I can't understand, I mean, why would Microsoft want them to do that kind of thing? Is it because they know?
That's how it was last gen, because the PS3 was hard to vote for. Now that the PS4 is used to vote for and Xbox isn't.
I think it's the whole parity thing. They don't want
a
game to look better on the PlayStation 4 than it does on the Xbox One. But
I don't think that's the case here. I think they want exclusives. Yeah, Microsoft would kill for a fucking Division exclusive. Are you kidding me? Although it would be a waste of money and time for them.
I would buy an Xbox One for that.
Huh?
I'd buy an Xbox One.
$500 for one game? I wouldn't even have a Titanfall. What do you think I would do for Division 4?
Plenty of games I wanted to play on Xbox One. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I'd love to play Titanfall. I'd love to play Sunset Overdrive.
Resident 3, Forza 5.
I never liked Dead Rising 3.
Dead Rising 3 is completely different.
Give me about six games right now that I would want to play on the Xbox One.
There is not one game I'd want to play on the Xbox One.
I would play them if I had one. But I'm not going to go out and buy one.
I'm not paying $5 for it. It's not going to happen.
I would probably buy it, but not. I would probably
buy it. If the Division became an Xbox One exclusive, would you buy an Xbox One?
No.
Wow. That's dedication.
You want one in a year and a half, it's going to cost you $150.
So I think I might actually. But by the time that actually comes out,
I'm contemplating selling my Xbox backlog that I'm never going to play and buying an Xbox.
You know what? And I would actually appreciate that.
Yes.
I would applaud.
I don't know. I after the whole Titanfall thing, which, you know, they found out that they would have made a ton more money if it was on PlayStation 4.
They're not happy about that.
Can you imagine a Titanfall if it would have been a PS4 exclusive?
Oh, God.
Not a PS4 exclusive, but
I wouldn't even be just here. It would still be at launch, my fingers glued to the controller playing.
Well, imagine if it was just cross-platform. I mean,
yeah.
Yeah, we'd all be having it.
I played it. Hell yeah, I played it.
There would be no show. We would all be fired from our jobs.
That's true.
We would have lost 30 pounds.
Our show would be three screens here, all of us sitting in the couch playing in the dark. What show's on.
I don't know.
You read the story.
I don't think it's that good of a game to get fired over, but...
No.
The Division? Maybe. Man, we'll see.
Yes.
So, to put into perspective how much work is actually going into this game, do you know that little thing that just pushed us over the edge for the Division where he's stuck behind a car and everything goes by and he shuts the door? That's over 1,000, or it's just one of the many thousands of things I said they put in there.
It takes 1,000 minor movements
triggers.
Just for crouching down behind the car.
Right. That's how I wanted to say it. I said it
that,
right.
That was badass. See, that's...
That's 1,000 little things that are triggering.
Well,
at that
the thing that really gets me is I said that Uncharted 3 served as the inspiration for the animations, and Uncharted 3 is by far the best PlayStation game
if
platformer.
If you recall,
ever
some of the stuff that you did in, I think it was Uncharted 1, maybe 2, maybe 3. I don't remember which one you were playing at the time. But, like, you walked up to an animal and you petted it, and he just interacted with, like, practically everything you walked by.
Or just, like, in the first Uncharted game, when you'd walk up and you put your foot up on another rock and you'd actually, like,
he would actually adjust. He would look human doing
it. Yeah, he would look human. He would just glide up. He would literally, like, put his legs up like he's in Captain Morgan or something. Yeah.
You know, people are going to go batshit crazy if anything Uncharted 4 is shown at E3.
I think they will. I think they will.
Can you just imagine? I mean, with more that powerful system compared to the PS3, how beautiful that game is going
to be? Is it going to be Nathan Drake? Is it going to be a good game? They've just lost like everybody.
It comes down to I think because you guys wouldn't play the game if it didn't have a good storyline, would you?
What's that?
You wouldn't have bought the game if it wouldn't be a good storyline, would you?
Uncharted storylines,
pretty decent. Honestly,
I don't remember them.
He's kin to some kind of...
Well, I know what he does. I'm just saying, like, the specific storylines, the gods they go against and things like that, I'm more interested in the interaction between himself and Sully and the set pieces and the stages and the levels than I am about the storyline. The storyline is okay, but I can't specifically remember any, you know, moments about story that I'm like, oh my, you know, holy crap.
Yeah. Anyways, at the end of the day, they said that there's they don't want to do a Battlefield 4 and release an unfinished game. There's just too much potential.
One of the games came out with the rebuttal was
Battlefield 4, Knack, Watch Dogs.
Watch Dogs.
It was the fourth one.
I think that was it, wasn't it?
No, there's one more game. Killzone.
Oh yeah.
I would wish I got the Killzone bundle instead of the Battlefield 4 bundle. That's what happened.
Anyways, I had no problems with Battlefield 4 and I love playing it.
Did you delete it too one point? Yeah, you did.
No.
Will, to me, Battlefield 4 is more... It's more of a team game.
Did you have your single player thing get deleted after you were almost halfway through?
Even if you did, because it's so short.
I know I found out that if you went in between, like if you played the single player, went back to multiplayer, single player, multiplayer, that's when it would kind of wipe out your save. And
how long did it take us first to figure out? A month, 2 months until we figured that point out?
Who played the single player at my house? My nephew played the single player.
The only reason I went back through the Tomb Raider story was because it was actually a good story. It was a lot of fun.
I don't know.
And I was 70% through that thing.
I've played the Battlefield story probably about 5 times, so I'm burnt out on that now.
Here's what I'm saying. What I want to do is when we all have Battlefield 4, and I think you can have 5 people on a squad now. Yeah. Yep. So I want to do a 5-man squad, and you'll see just how much more you talk.
I have played it. I'm just saying that from launch, I wish we would have got a different launch.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's what I'm saying, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Moving on. Let's see what we got.
I'm getting chubby just thinking about the possibilities of this story.
And from what they're saying, if they're going to do what they think they're going
to
do,
let's just get to the story.
During a record review, financial call.
Jesus Almighty.
CEO Zelnick acknowledged the significant contribution. Let's just skip forward. Yeah, you do it. Go for it.
During today's record revenue Take-Two financial call, CEO Strauss Zelnick acknowledged the significant contribution of Rockstar Games and the 33 million units shipped to Grand Theft Auto V while teasing an unannounced release from the company. He said, "We're excited about what Rockstar has in store for the new generation of systems this fiscal year," not providing any further clarification throughout the rest of the hour-long conference call. So the company's fiscal year will start in March of 2015, and they are announcing that there is an unreleased game or an unreleased announcement for what should be coming out. The speculation is that it's probably a next-gen facelift for GTA 5 because that would be the easiest. But there is also just, you know, slight rumors Red Dead Redemption
for PC.
Sequel.
I heard PC, but if
you're Rockstar Table Tennis.
As long as it comes to PlayStation 4.
What would you rather have?
Oh, yes.
What would I rather have?
Yeah. Would you rather have Red Dead Redemption?
Would I rather have
I would sell my soul for Red Dead Redemption 2.
Okay, are we talking about a new Red Dead or an old
Red Dead,
remake?
I would probably prefer GTA.
Yeah.
Depending on what changes they have in Red Dead Redemption.
Okay, so if it's a brand new Red Dead, I'd go brand new Red Dead.
Hell yeah, I'd be out there too.
I would go above the Division by like 12 times.
You know how I call those people who wait outside for iPhones? I'd be like those crazy people. I'd be out there a week before that waiting out.
Oh, I swear to God, if they announce that at E3, I'm going to go park outside of GameStop.
Yeah, me and you would be out there doing our podcast. Hey guys, we're here.
March 2015 is their quarter start. I will be at GameStop the day they announced Red Dead Redemption.
Wait, you said they said this fiscal year?
Fiscal year. So, before March.
There is no way. If they want to make the money, they're going to do a release this year. It'll be out in November.
That's not... I think they have to pull what the systems did. You have to get it out before Black Friday.
You do.
Yeah.
Because if they already sold 13 million copies, I guarantee if they bring it out for the next gen, they'll sell another 8 to 10 million. Easily,
8-10
million would be sold.
Granted, I'd have to see what the price point is, but $60 can kiss my ass.
What?
For GTA 5.
I'd pay $64, are you kidding me?
No.
Yes.
I would pay $64.
A lot of people would.
It would have to be a step above bunch of new
content. The only way they would make sense to if you digitally ordered it and you had to upgrade, that would make sense to me. If you could digitally upgrade to next gen,
that would be cool, but usually that had to already be in place.
But for $60, the game's already old, man. I mean, I don't know, but yes.
I've already done the storyline, so really it would be a prettier game, but it's already a really pretty
GTA
game.
GTA Online!
Fixed!
Oh my god.
Fixed.
It's all fixed.
Yeah, but all the DLC they had online, oh my god. Like the Valentine's Day
races
one.
Races work? Oh my god.
Did you see the races, man?
Just imagine. Just imagine putting hours and hours on the PlayStation 4 playing Grand Theft Auto 5. That'd be just badass.
We'd all play together.
And I would. I'd be very happy to do that, as long as it's not $60. I'm not going to pay $60 for Grand Theft Auto 5 remastered.
Yeah, truth be told, I'd rather have it on the PC, in my opinion. I'd pay $64 because all the mods you should fucking do that.
Yeah, because they're going to do some crazy shit with that.
I'd rather have it on the PC. I'd rather have the GTA 5 on the PC.
All right, let's move on because it is getting awfully late here. The next story was about the connectless Xbox One. Really, the only point of the story right now is that they're going to be revamping the UI so that it's more controller-friendly. We'll probably see these updates around E3, probably after.
What do they hit if they want to record? Of course, did they usually say Xbox Record and they record? How do they record it without saying that?
I'm sure they'll let us know.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
They'll probably add in like headset commands or something. But here's what I got a question. Do you think, let's say E3, we hear Uncharted 4, do you think any of the Xbox One exclusives, like Gears of War or Halo 5, warrant, you know, like, would people more geared towards the Xbox One with those games or PS4 with Uncharted 4?
Uncharted, well, it depends on what it's being announced for Xbox One. I mean, there are several franchises that could probably bring out a new game that would get people really excited, but I think a new Uncharted is probably going to be a huge announcement, depending on, again, what the direction of the series
is. You know what I think they're going to do? Before they release Uncharted 4, they're going to release a revamped Uncharted 1, 2, and 3.
On the PS4. Where you can revamp it.
The only reason I say that is because I think now...
All the people
that didn't have a PS3... Now they bought a PS4 because they were on Team Xbox.
I agree.
Nope.
And you gotta catch up. So unless they're gonna just use this to sell PS3s,
they're all relatively recent. I mean, I can see them doing Drake's Fortune and doing Drake's Deception. The Uncharted 3 looks fantastic. That would be like Tomb Raider. It was like it looked pretty. It's gonna look slightly more pretty.
To me, it was day to night from the Xbox.
Did you play it on the Xbox?
I've seen it from the Xbox. Going from the Xbox 360 to the PS4 was like day and fucking night.
No.
I was like, holy shit.
I played all through the original, and I played through the second one on PS4. At least I played through portions of it. It looked prettier, but it wasn't like day and night for me. It was like, okay, your stuff moves around.
In my opinion... it's pointless to bring it out for the PlayStation 4 when you will have PlayStation Now available, and they'll just let you play it through that. That's all it's going to happen.
Agreed, but it's also it's a remaster, not just the port of the original.
Well, I think
that's too much time. That's too much time into it. You're going all they're going to do is just going to have all three games out on PlayStation now, so you can play all three, and then everybody who never had all the people who didn't have PlayStation 3 will be able to play them. And then
Uncharted. That's a very good point. I didn't actually think of that.
And to me, that makes sense. Exactly.
Because, I mean, it's not going to take time for you. It takes very little time for you to rip the data off your disk and throw it up on a server.
I almost popped it in the other night.
So moving on. Oculus Rift. It's got a nice little new gig going on. It's going to be installed in Chuck E. Cheese's.
What the fuck was that? Really? Really? You're going to go to the ghetto? What is it? The
VR face.
Chuck E. Cheese app. After this,
all
I know
is where I can rip off an Oculus Rift now.
There you go.
All you got to do is get a camera. We hung up missing St. Petersburg. We're fucking screwed. Now we got to go to another county.
So apparently they can use it as a ticket machine where they can run in 360 degrees and grab tickets and all that.
That's dumb.
And then you could probably post how many tickets you got on Facebook.
It's more fun getting paper cuts on your eyeballs for being in that thing.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun.
You made all the nastiness to be in there for the sick.
I know, right? The germs just flopping around.
I got a fucking cold now. Oh my god.
Having the germs like shoved up your nostrils and shit and that thing. So, anyways, it's going to happen here in Florida, or sorry, Dallas, San Diego, and Orlando. So we can still go.
Yeah, a bunch of 30 somethings and a Chuck E. Cheese by ourselves.
They serve beer. They didn't want to throw some beer. They want to serve beer.
They serve beer to people, to parents, to get through
if
the day.
If they didn't want somebody,
sorry, the fucking kid.
If they didn't sit
that scares me even worse. Yes.
If they didn't want somebody over 21 in there, they wouldn't put beer in there, okay? And pizza. Okay,
it's
any college guy's dream.
Their
beer
pizza
in the same place.
Good.
Yes,
when we were kids, that pizza used to be good.
Now they actually had the robotic thing.
When
we were
kids, any pizza was good. You said Supreme.
My cat is climbing up back there.
I agree.
With that, does anybody else have any news?
It's almost 1 in the fucking morning.
Time for some news. Sorry, I had to be done. It's almost 12, not 1.
Okay, good.
Genius.
Fuck you, bro. We need to do this on time next time.
Primosexuals? Oh,
bro. Well, this thing takes long enough to set up before time, so.
True.
We're gonna be staying here probably for another year, so I need to find a more permanent solution for this.
So you aren't moving?
No, it's too damn expensive. Like the place we were like dead set on moving to, they want to charge us $500 for a fucking pet fee.
Jesus Christ!
Just for the pet fee, then there's like $40 a month pet rent. Then there's administrative fees, then there's deposit, then there's the U-Haul, and that's just like, really? Are you fucking kidding me? It'd just be cheaper just to stay here.
Yeah, it would be.
Because my pet deposit's already been paid, and it's now year 3, and I don't have to pay any additional pet fee. It's already there.
Here, my buddy and his wife are looking to buy a new house, and they just looked at a townhouse, and they can get one... let's see. 3 bedrooms, 2 baths, laundry room, a patio, big old family room, dining room, kitchen, all the good stuff for like 115,000, 1,440 square feet.
Well, I know what you guys can get up there. You guys are cheapo depot up there, man.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. Fair
so, job. We're going to be saving up money for the next year, and then hopefully we'll be moving to North Carolina!
Woo!
Where they have beer, and women, and
tobacco,
and stuff.
Mountains.
Moonshine.
Snow.
Mountains.
Woods that we can get lost in.
Snow? Yeah, snow is fun.
And giant fish with fangs that float up on shore.
Oh, Jesus. Oh. I don't want those.
We have the hurricanes.
We already have hurricanes, so
no, we have legit hurricanes.
The team.
We have legit hurricanes. Yeah. We don't want a team called the hurricanes.
We have a team called Lightning. Beat that shit, okay? Excuse me. The Lightning.
They got the Panthers.
Better than the Jaguars.
This is true.
Wagwars.
Everyone's better than the Jaguars.
Jaguars.
The Pelicans are better than the Jaguars.
Jaguars.
That's a terrible name.
All right, this should probably be an after show stuff.
Okay, well...
Don't forget to go to our Facebook page. It's facebook.com/groups/OTRmail, MAIL. Or you can go to the OTR podcast, sorry, OTRpodcast.tv or the newtech.fm. Is it that or .tv? I forgot. Head to one of those. You'll find us all there, all our other podcasts. Speaking of which, I need to get the last three episodes up now because I've been falling behind.
Yeah, huge demand.
You bitch.
We need them out now.
Well, if you want to catch us now, you better be here on the live show or you can watch us on YouTube. Which you can just do a search for the OTR podcast on YouTube. Anyways, this has been James for the OTR podcast.
This has been Will.
Caleb.
Thanks, guys. We shall see you next week.
Peace out, bitch.
In my living room.
I'm gonna be here, you viewer. Where are you?
Oh, the carbonator. I should do a whole office like this, y'all.
Bye. Shit up. Shit.